my God. Janet, the spray-painted hula hoop gold ring is genius. I was reading through the lyrics of the carol, because I can never remember all 12, and I am truly impressed with the costumes people have come up with. Did you see Mary Swana swimming? Hilarious. The goggles? Oh my God. Cherry on top. Okay, so the pairs on my shirt have wings because there is scholarship that suggests that because partridges are actually ground nesting birds, so they wouldn't be in a tree anyway, the, quote, pear tree in the verse is actually an anglicization of the French word un pear gris, which is just the word for partridge. I'm not sure what the original phrase would have been. There's like a version where it's something like partridge flying through the wood, whatever. I thought it would be just like a cute nod to the possible history of the phrase. I don't know. I got a little carried away with my research. Oh, hey! I was wondering when I'd see you. Okay. Don't tell me. Matching bell bottoms and vest over a long-collared, flouncy white shirt, you have got to be a Lord of Leaping, Saturday Night Fever style. No? Damn, I've been pretty on point guessing all night. I don't see a pipe or a drum, but I don't know. I guess you could be a piper or a drummer. Still no? Okay, well, in that case, I've officially got no fucking idea what you are. Give me a hint. David Cassidy? What does David Cassidy have to do with the 12 days of... Oh my God. And so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. No way. The Partridge Family? That's fucking brilliant. Oh my God. Then you're my counterpart. I'm the pear tree. Incredible. Yeah. So the pear have... Yeah. You heard the explanation? Good. Honestly, every time I have to explain it, a little part of the nerd in me just, like, withers away. So, when did you get here? Yeah, I've only been here, like, 20 minutes. This apartment's like a labyrinth. Honestly, I think we could have gone hours without seeing each other if we just wandered in the wrong direction. I'm glad you found me, too. And that you are the person who got assigned the same verse as me. I was terrified it was going to be one of Jack's friends from when he was a kid. God bless him. They're a weird bunch. Although I guess that's not really a stone I can throw. Yeah. Eccentric. That's just a way of saying weird, but not in an off-putting cross the street sort of way. Whatever. I'll take it. Did you guys end up managing to get out to the lake last weekend? I noticed the weather was nice that day. I was hoping you guys had a good time on that hike. I would have gone, but the only way you could get me to climb a mountain is either with a gun to my head, or with something truly spectacular waiting at the end, like a spa day or $1 million. Or honestly, I could get up there if somebody carried me. Exactly. In a litter like what the disgustingly rich had in the olden days, with the four strong people carrying them while they lounged on comfy pillows. That is the way to travel. Ha! If only. Maybe I could find people to carry me on Craigslist. I think that would probably end up with me in several trash bags a la Dexter, but whatever. Hey, what are you drinking? I'm heading over for a refill. I can bring you one. Yeah, so I turned to Paul, the new guy at my work, and I'm like, the boss's office is kind of like Schrodinger's cat. You're either going to get greeted by the most indifferent person alive or the most irate, and neither is great. So you might as well assume it's both and avoid at all costs. I know. Unfucking believable. Man, it's getting late. I should probably head out. Do you want to share a lift? The subway is an absolute disaster today. Even more than it usually is. Great. Let me just say goodbye to Jack and Sam, and I will meet you outside. Hey, you ready to go? Yeah, I just put my address in the app, and then I can add yours as a stop, or... Yeah, you can just walk from there if you're cool with it. Ultimately cheaper, too. Well, I thought that party was largely a success. I know Jack was worried people wouldn't be into the idea, but I think most people actually had fun with it. I know I did, at least. Yeah? I'm glad. I was hoping to see you there, too. So, I guess I'll see you when I see you. Would you want to come inside? You can wait for a lift, or just pop in to meet my dog, or we can sit and listen to... Oh, nothing. Sorry. I don't know. Do you want to come in? Just, like, hang out a little? Great. Yeah, you can just toss your coat over there. Can I get you anything? Glass of water, beer, etc. World peace. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I'm on it. Make yourself at home. All right, I'm fresh out of world peace, but I got you a glass of water instead as a backup, just in case. Right? My sister and I bought this couch when I graduated college way back. It barely fits in this apartment, but it's worth taking up the space. It is so fucking comfy. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll sit here. I'm not really sure how to say this other than with a socially unacceptable amount of candor, but I like you. Oh my god, that just sounds so middle school. But it's true, and well, I'm hoping since you kissed me, that means that you do too. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. Oh man, I'm blushing. I love how long your hair is. I just want to keep running my hands through it. You like it when I lick your ear? Let's go into the other room. I love these 70s shirts with their low buttons. Chest hair is just so... If you don't get those bell bottoms off, I'm gonna rip them off. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, you make me feel so good. What?
What did you say?
The partridge is in the pear tree. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. Are you serious? Jesus Christ. Oh man. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, yes. Fuck. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
Yeah, just put your arm around me. Just lay here with me for a second. I wish it hadn't taken us so long to do this. It just feels, I don't know, right.
Something always happens whenever we're together. Come on, get happy. Come on, get happy.